Time now for our look at legal issues in the country with our segment, It's the Law, with Stephanie Fold from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Alex.
Now, today we're talking about inventions. And the first question, what happens to the inventions created by the employees while employed at a company? And who owns it?
Yeah, who owns it? Well, in today's world, as an employer, it is very likely that your employees will create work that carries intellectual property rights. This is not limited to the case of research and development engineers specifically working on developing a new intention in some industrial field, but applies more generally to all types of businesses and all types of activities.
Okay, could you give some examples?
Yes, of course. The rules apply actually to all types of invention. That includes compiling databases, programming of software, or simply writing a newsletter, or it can be also creating a jewel in the course of employment. All these activities lead to the creation of a work protected to some extent by intellectual property rights.
Okay, can you just tell us a little more about intellectual property rights?
Well, very briefly, because it's a very, very broad notion, it refers to all different situations which are actually regulated by different legal instruments. Traditionally, it covers patents, trademarks and service marks, designs and copyrights. I mean, it's a very large notion, and different regulations in the federal law do provide clear definition on what is being protected by what sort of right. The importance of intellectual property resides in the proprietary nature of the right it conveys and the benefit, and that's important, linked to its economical exploitation. Typically, I mean, a company holding a patent on an invention will have the exclusive right to industrially use this invention and sell it to the general public. And that's why it's so important to know who's the owner of the invention.
Right. So do employment regulations provide for a particular protection or rule regarding the ownership of intellectual property rights discovered by the employee?
Well, typically, yes. Under Swiss law, actually, the regime applicable to employees' intellectual property rights varies depending on the concerned field of intellectual property. Actually, what the Swiss legislator has chosen to do is to consider that employees' rights on a patent or a design are regulated by the Swiss Code of Obligations. And if I just read the definition, it says, inventions or design belong to the employer if the employee invents or creates them in whole or in part, or participates to the invention or creation while performing his or her employment activity and contractual duties. So there's a sort of automatic transfer to the employer while you're employed.
Okay, so you're the employee, you've created something, but you've done it under the guise of the employer. The employer now owns it. But I've got a question for you now, Stephanie. What happens if you invent something that you were not specifically hired to do? You were not specifically hired to invent this, but you did. What happens?
Well, luckily, there is an exception. When the employee's duty towards the employer do not specifically target the finding of an invention or the creating of a design, a different regime applies in general. In this case, the intellectual property rights do not automatically belong to the employer. And Swiss law provides that when an employee makes an invention or creates a design while performing his employment activity, but not during the performance of his contractual duties, then the intellectual property rights shall only belong to the employer if he has expressly reserved his rights on these.
Okay, it's a bit complicated. Can you give us an example?
Well, typically, I mean, if you have a bank employee who's hired by a bank to sit at the counter, answer to the questions of the public and provide routine services, while he's sitting there and he's got some time off, he can sort of invent on playing in his computer a mathematic investment method. Well, the question is, who does it belong to? Because the invention is not made during the performance of the employee's regular duties as foreseen by the employer, they could actually belong to the employee. So the employer, what he's got to do is got to insert a clause in the employment agreement regarding these type of specific activities which come a little bit out of the regular activities. And then the employee has the obligation to inform the employer in writing of this invention, and the employer can then, in a 6-month delay, say, well, I'd like to own it, please transfer it to me. If he does not do it, then it will remain with the employee.
Okay. All right. Now, what if the employer is the owner of rights? Is the employee entitled to any sort of compensation? This sort of goes back to what we were talking about, where the employer owns it because you invented it, but it's massive. Everybody's buying it. Do you have any sort of compensation from that? Any sort of rights?
If it's an automatic transfer, no.
Oh.
Now, if it's there's a specific reserve in the employment agreement, then, and the employer wants to acquire it, the employer must pay the employer a special retribution, but only if it's one of these inventions which is a little off the employment duties.
Okay, now, what would, just generally, what would be your recommendation here?
Well, typically, I mean, to the employer, make sure you have the right wording in the employment agreement so that you are broadly covered, as broadly covered as possible regarding all inventions, whether in relation to the duties or out of the relations of the duties of the employee. And the recommendation to the employees, make your inventions at home, out of the scope of your employment duties. And should you invent something, keep it silent and protect it as fast as possible.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome, Alex.
That's Stephanie Fole from BCCC, Attorneys at Law, for our segment, It's the Law. If you have any questions for Stephanie, you can email us, studio@worldradio.ch. And you can hear previous episodes at our website, worldradio.ch.